It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Animalia Stupendium. My name is Agromandanes, wizard to the five crowns. Who is it for now? Inventor of the magic missile and tireless creature chronicler. However, mere monsters hold no mystery for me these days. Dragons are drab. Manticores are meh. Instead, I turn my attention once more to the strange fauna of a land called Earth. Travel with me, gentle reader, as we consider the mighty mantis shrimp.
Common name, mantis shrimp. Scientific classification, various species of the order Stomatopoda. Frequency and range, Indian and Pacific Ocean. Size, small. Diet, various gastropods, crabs, and mollusks. Treasure hoard, eggs. Challenge rating, 11.
How might I describe these tiny aquatic wonders? So unlike the boring merfolk and hippocampi I'd studied previously. Most specimens are no longer than 10 centimeters, 3.9 inches, or roughly two lengths of a wizard's finger. It is, of course, a burrow-dwelling crustacean with an elongated body, stalked eyes, slender legs, and long antennae. Its appearance compares favorably to other shrimp, though their front appendages resemble the raptorial legs of the also excellent terrestrial insect predator, the praying mantis, its namesake. Ah, but the colors! The so-called peacock mantis shrimp, for example, is so named because it features bright shades of red, green, orange, and blue. Such a creature would not seem out of place in the chromatic realm. But its eyes are even more curious. What colors do they see? While human eyes have only three types of photoreceptor cells to process colors, mantis shrimp boast between 12 and 16. This has led to much speculation on exactly what a mantis shrimp sees when it beholds its aquatic world. Might it, in fact, glimpse colors beyond the realm of human senses? It's entirely possible, but researchers increasingly urge caution on grand generalizations about how and what these curious creatures see. Without access to a good polymorph spell, human scientists are largely in the dark. Many mysteries remain. Certainly, mantis shrimp may very well recognize subtle coloration differences in other mantis shrimp, predators, or coral environments. It's also possible that color perception is just one part of an elaborate sensory network, and we do it a vast disservice to put too much emphasis on vision. Though this, of course, is an understandable mistake, given that we are such sight-dependent creatures. Researchers point out that in experiments, some mantis shrimps seem to depend more on shape than colorization in judging various targets in their environment. Still, what are those eyes capable of seeing, and how might we claim these powers for our own? I have a notion in mind for a pair of magical goggles, but scientists have explored ways they might technologically mimic mantis shrimp eyes to create improved optical sensors, to do everything from improved cell phone cameras to aid doctors in the detection and removal of tumors. But let us consider the weaponry of the mantis shrimp. The mantis shrimp makes use of two attacks via its raptorial front appendages, but the type of damage depends on the species. Some mantis shrimp, including the peacock mantis shrimp, pack a pair of dactyl clubs, which strike with bullet-like speeds to kill or stun enemies by impact and or shockwave, bludgeoning damage. This punch is actually fast enough to produce superheated vapor bubbles in the surrounding waters, and these cavitation forces may apply additional damage. The majority of mantis shrimp, however, have barbed frontal appendages to pierce their prey at lower attack speeds. While the clubbing mantis shrimp depend on a spring-loaded mechanism, spearing mantis shrimp are divided between spring-loaded stabbers and active muscle movement stabbers. In either case, the stab-happy mantis shrimp varieties ambush their prey from cover, while clubbers launch more of a full frontal assault. There are more mysteries concerning the mantis shrimp to consider, but for now, I must retire my wizard's quill and allow my familiars some respite. But I shall return with even more wonders of the natural world.
Hi, this is Robert Lamb. Thanks to the wizard Agromandanese for joining us in this episode. Sources for this episode included the National Aquarium, the Great Barrier Reef Foundation, Michael Irving's How the Deadly Mantis Shrimp Keeps Cracks in Its Club in Check, published on New Atlas in 2018, Jessica Morrison's Mantis Shrimp Super Color Vision Debunked, published in Nature 2014, Cronin et al.'s Color Vision in Stomatopod Crustaceans, published in Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society B, 2022, and Patel et al.'s Mantis Shrimp Identify an Object by its Shape Rather than its Color During Visual Recognition, published in the Journal of Experimental Biology, 2021. Thanks, as always, to the excellent J.J. Posway for producing this episode. If you wish to contact Agromandanese with recommendations for future episodes, you can send an email to contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.